That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Because it means something different to everybody.
What's happening?
There it is. There it is. Hold on. Let that vibe out a little bit.
I love this guy.
Such a different intro right now. Sorry for the people on YouTube. It's going to start a little late. I got the vibe out. This was the theme of the weekend. This was the goddamn theme of the weekend, Derek. We paid some calls this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Now we bossing up.
You see it bad.
What?
All weekend, DC.
All weekend.
Improv, we was killing them.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another splendiferous episode.
Good goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And this is No Need for Apologies, man.
No need for apologies.
Paying the cost to be the boss. I think that'll be the title of this episode, man. Because that was the theme all weekend.
All weekend, bro.
Fresh back from D.C. And when I say fresh back, I mean fresh back. I mean, like, we just got back to New York about 8 hours ago.
Yeah.
8 hours ago. D.C., what, a 3-4 hour trip?
Yeah, it was the train ride was annoying all the way through. White people with their complaints and their little
I don't want to start off negative. I don't want to start off negative.
All right, man. Like, the train
it wasn't
was annoying.
A negative weekend.
The weekend was negative.
It was an amazing weekend.
But getting there, goddamn. But anyway,
it wasn't even getting there. It was just a weird weekend of recognizing, oh, you got to pay the cost.
To be that boss.
To be the boss, man.
Some of the shit we had, man. Just some of the things.
Listen, first off, I want to say this. If you guys missed out on the 420 show, what are you waiting for, man?
What are you waiting for?
$2-3 You can join that YouTube
channel. $2-3
You know, just go ahead and pay that. Watch that, you know. Yeah. Have fun with that, all right? Yeah, man. Thank you, everybody who came out to D.C.
Yeah, we
thank
sold,
you.
I think we sold out all five.
Yeah, I think we sold out five shows, man. Yeah. We look pretty sold out the last one. The first four were sold out. Thank you, everybody. That was like
thank
official
everybody.
On the website, marked off as sold out.
I was like, dang.
But I didn't see any empty chairs in that
I
Sunday
did not
show
see
either.
Empty seats
y'all
on
came out in the rain.
In the rain.
Y'all came out in D.C. We ain't nowhere to fucking park in D.C.
Not so a drop.
Thank you for that, too.
Not a drop.
We're going to talk about this weekend at D.C. because we saw a lot of shit.
I figured out
what the DC stands for in Washington DC.
Talk about it.
Don't care.
Don't care.
Don't nobody know. Don't nobody give a
don't
fuck.
Care.
Don't nobody give a fuck about what's going on down there, bro. Like everyone's above the law.
Above it.
Everyone is
they the government.
Government connected.
They the government.
They know I got spy. I got access to clearances, and even the homeless people are entitled enough to feel like
no, bro. Everybody's a goddamn tour guide. You give a homeless person $5, he'll take you to that coffee shop and tell you the last place he shitted.
Yeah. So here's the beginning of paying the cost to be the boss. I lie to you not, nigga. We walk out of our hotel. It was like an episode of fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
You're coming out this nice little lobby of the hotel.
Yeah,
you know
it was
what
a nice
I mean?
Hotel.
And because we stayed on Black Lives Matter Boulevard where we felt safe.
Where we felt kind of safe. Kind of appreciate it. It was nice.
I'm going to get on that later. Black Lives Boulevard, whoo, that is a weird thing that y'all let happen down there, bro. That's a weird thing that y'all let happen. We're going to come back to that in a second.
Yeah, let's just do D.C. Yeah,
I'm coming out of the hotel.
Okay.
And D.C. is a very bland looking town. Now, before I say that, keep in mind, we were only in the tourist area.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you I stayed on Black Lives Matter Boulevard, which y'all know, whatever that is, 16th Street
it's
or whatever.
Right down the street from the Brazilian embassy where they was giving out the free BBLs. Keep going. they was giving out
but
free
BBLs. But yeah, we in tourist area. Yeah. White House, the lawn, the memorials, all that. So don't hit me with you ain't wasn't in no real D.C. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
We didn't go swimming in no mambo
to go
sauce.
Venture off this time around. It was raining all
weekend.
We
weren't swimming in the mambo.
But that rain did not discourage these homeless hustlers.
Homeless hustlers.
From hanging outside the swanky hotels.
Homeless hustlers hanging outside swanky hotels with all those Asians.
Homeless hustlers hanging outside the Hilton. We homeless at the Hilton. What? So come out, man. This homeless dude, you know, he right in her face. Just, hey, man, spare a couple dollars. I'm like, all right, man. All right.
I never seen Dave give a bum $5. It was a nice look.
Well, yeah. I want because you got to pay the cost.
Got to pay the cost to be the boss. Tell him the next part. This is the best part.
So I get a dude $5 so he can get away from us. And by some good karma, as we about to go off into our D.C. weekend, right? He thanks me for the $5. Points us in, because I told him, I'll give you the $5 if you could tell us where coffee is at.
Yeah.
Because the neighborhood bland, right? You can't see shit,
can't
right?
see anything.
And
everything
he go, oh, I got you. It's right down this way. Blah, blah, blah. All right, no problem. Here you go, homie. Here's $5.
Then this motherfucker proceeds.
To roll with us.
We like, wait, that wasn't in the deal. I didn't want you to come with me.
He was bopping along to the music, too. We was bing, ding,
bam, boom, ding, 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 ding. I'm paying the cost, too, to be the, yeah. No, you not. What?
We was diddy bopping up the street. You know, me and Derek, we all bopping along. All of a sudden, we noticed another, who this third motherfucker with us, right?
This nigga was like, I'm in Starbucks right up
there. Yeah, I'll show y'all. I'll walk y'all to it. And it's like, hey, we not babies, nigga. We good.
Didn't need that.
But I realized, and this is a theme in D.C., you're fucked up. I gave him $5. Why would he stop?
If he got five, he definitely got 10. If he got five, he got 6.
He about to go spend something else, so he about to get change.
A $7 coffee.
It's probably about to be some change from this coffee.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he stop?
I smell change.
Right. So we walking down the street, and the motherfucker just with us. And then he goes, hey, man. What time is it?
I go 12:53, and then Dave go,
hey, wow, what time you got to be to work, homie? Because it threw me. I said, that's a weird question for a homeless dude to ask, man. What the fuck you need to know what time it is?
What time the flight leave, nigga?
I don't mean to be a dick, but that's above your pay grade, nigga.
Yeah, and I paid $5. I get to talk shit. Dave, in real time, said that.
Because I told a nigga, I said, hey, listen, man. What time you got to be to work? And he answered, what?
I don't have to be to work.
Didn't even realize he was setting himself up. Like, you're asking dumb questions. And now I'm about to put you in a position to let it know.
I'm about to trap your ass.
Hey, what time you got? You don't got to be to work? No. What are you late for? Where do you have to be? And he goes, oh, I get it. You funny, huh?
Yeah.
He's a little embarrassed. And I go, oh, no. I paid the cost. I get to talk shit.
Meanwhile, I'm a foot back, melting.
Falling on the floor
I'm
laughing.
Falling the fuck on the
and
floor.
And if you've ever been a victim of Derek laughing when you get snapped on, even if you homeless, you can't ignore that. Even if you homeless, you can't ignore that social cue to pick
Don't
up on.
Get
oh,
that
shit,
siren.
I'm the butt of the joke.
Oh,
and that's the
no.
thing. You know, when you homeless, that's how you can tell how homeless somebody is. Do you still respond to being the butt of the joke? Do you still get triggered? You ain't been out here long enough.
Let me house you with this laughter, nigga. Find some shelter in these laughs about your bitch ass.
Go ahead and let it fester. Because you obviously ain't calloused enough. You ain't slept out
we
in the cold.
We gave you the money. We didn't ask you to be the tour guide,
right.
Nigga. I know where some coffee going to be
but
at. Just
since
me
you
want
to harass, guess what? Now I get to say all of the things the homeless people I've been meaning to say, but to you.
Fuck time you got to be at work, nigga. You need to contribute. I'm out here. I gave you $5. You need to go. You better go find some resource yourself.
Hey. And I know y'all probably, yo, this nigga, he be on here ramming on
dogs,
homeless people.
Homeless
this nigga
people.
Don't have no heart. No, I'm
Dave
your
got
biggest
all heart.
Fucking advocate. I'm trying to help you. As a homeless person, you got to contribute. We just talked about this before you got here. Homeless people, everybody think it's a mental health issue. You know what the issue is?
What's the issue?
All you do is take,
take,
take. You don't contribute anything. That's why nobody's like, hey, man, no one notices Ben is missing. Ben been homeless for 13 years. No one's like, oh, where Ben at, man? I remember Ben used to make these parties dope, you know? No. No one's like, hey, man, remember Ben used to make that fabulous crab dip?
Yeah. Now the niggas smell like crab.
For the office parties? No. All you did was take. So now when you're gone, no one's looking for you.
Yeah, because you didn't give.
Right. And even still out in the world, all you do is take. You don't have no antidote. You don't have nothing. So at least you can do for my $5 is be a punching bag for my verbal assault.
And then there was another motherfucker pulled up on us and asked us where something was. And we was like, we don't know. Tell me you don't know. We don't live here, bro. I don't know. Then he tried to give us some weed. And I was like, I'm good. Because I knew I was smoking on something better.
Yeah.
Because I looked it down at that dark bag of green. That shit looked like.
Oh, he pulled it all the way out?
I backed off right away. Goddamn, that looked like Kippered snacks.
Yeah, it
looked like dry sardines.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. And then, you know, he looked like he was offended at us because we didn't want nothing to do with it.
I didn't like because he approached us in front of a Starbucks. I don't like that. Where it's like, hey, man, there's white people here too, man. You ain't got to play the race card on me.
Yeah, don't show me a zip.
Hey, brother. Hey, listen, you see me in here whiting it up with these folks in this Starbucks cup.
And then had a zip of horse shit. You don't show me a zip, a bag full of terrible weed. Nat, that's blasphemy.
Also, when has that deal ever gone down? When have you ever walked up in front of a Starbucks? And been like, yo, I'm trying to offload this zip. You know what I mean?
He got a zip, like a terrible shit. You trying
to sell weed in front of Starbucks?
In D.C.
In front of the Capitol, nigga?
In D.C. of all places.
It's all about location.
Nigga, you off by a mile.
Hey, nigga, we made by the government. The best drugs is all around. Nobody's buying swag out of your dirty Montclair coat, nigga.
Go play some slow jams at a rap concert. You'll have better chances.
But that's D.C. for you. Yeah. They don't care.
Washington
like this.
Don't care. The squirrels don't care. The pigeons don't care. They was walking up on us, presenting.
Yeah. The government don't care neither. They got scooters. The scooters are sprinkled around the town like jacks.
It's pretty...
Like, it literally looked like somebody, like God had a handful of scooters and bikes and was like, let there be bikes. And just sprinkled that shit everywhere over D.C.
Sprinkled them, bro.
It's like, it's scooters in the river.
Scooters in the river.
Scooters on the lawn.
Scooter at the monument. I was just in Austin, it was the same way.
Yeah. Like,
scooters there.
What is...
Scooters everywhere.
They don't even have to be standing up, bro. Like, I'm not picking up no scooter to ride it.
Scooter graveyard.
What am I, like a dirty redneck baby?
That's disgusting.
Who the fuck
just pick up a bike, land down, and go take off?
Yeah.
What is this world? What the fuck is this world?
I don't mean to sound like a diva.
Hey, man, I don't like scooters roundabout all willy-nilly. Put them in order.
And that's the thing. If I got to pay to turn the motherfucker on, it should at least stand up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you could just have Razor scooters if they're just going to be laying all over
the
place.
And stand up. Not stand up scooters like fucking Segways. Shout out to those dickheads walking around on that Segway tour.
God.
They had their helmets on those upright two-wheel Segways.
Yeah,
looked like dicks.
That's
rolling down the street, Nat.
I felt bad for anybody. Have you ever
lesbian
done one
nightmare.
Of those? Natalie,
lesbian nightmare.
Have you ever done one of those Segway tours?
No.
Don't.
I don't want... The fact that you have to wear a helmet is hilarious.
They all look like asses.
Here's the sad part, too. They don't get to go that fast, Natalie, right? They don't get to go... And they're touring crowded, congested tourist areas. So when they come through, everyone's annoyed.
It's for heavy people. It's for people that can't really walk that well, yeah?
No, there was a lot of in-shape people doing that dippy bop turn.
I think it's just a way to collect money as opposed... It's like harder to charge somebody for a walking tour. You know what I mean?
I've done it.
You like paid for a walking tour?
Yeah, in Louisiana, in New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah, they charged me for a walking tour, yeah.
How much did they charge you?
I don't remember. My dad covered. It was like a...
Oh, you with your parents?
Yeah.
Why y'all ain't just follow them?
I know, like a little
homeless. Just be a homeless person.
I don't
y'all
know.
Got $5?
I don't know.
I'll show y'all something. All right, I'm going to follow y'all in it. But no, man, like these people, they get on these Segways and they're inching along the sidewalk. First off, it'll be a group of like 18 of them.
Yeah.
That's too many. They travel like a line of little ducks. You know what I mean? And they're in the way. They fuck up traffic.
Fuck
they
up
fuck
traffic.
Up the flow on the sidewalk
fuck
and
up
all
the flow,
that.
Everything.
And when you see them, this is where I feel bad for them as the tourists, like the ones on the Segway. They're going slow enough they can hear everyone making fun of them.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is like, yo, these fucking dorks. And they're just like, fuck. We are dorks, aren't we?
But you gonna turn around on your little bike and come get me? Get the fuck out of here.
And we in the middle of this tour that I already paid for, so I just gotta take it. You know what I mean? Like, they see people in cars laughing at them. Derek and I sat there and called them dicks.
Scooter gang.
Yeah.
Here come the scooter gang.
We sang at them. So, okay, just to give you, like, an idea of how Derek and I spent our day while waiting for shows to begin in our nation's capital.
Yeah.
Because it's Washington, D.C.
D.C.
There's a million things. Natalie, if you had to guess, if you pictured me and Derek in D.C., got 7 hours to kill, what do you think we
did? What do you think we did?
That's such a good question. I don't know. You do some touristy shit? Or you go to, like,
we
money?
Set. Ready? You ready? Stuff.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Huh?
You want to get high?
Huh?
Really high.
High.
Like super duper legally high?
Uppity, 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 uppity.
Well, then now's the time to go to yodelta.com where you can stock up on high quality.
High.
Lab tested.
Labs.
Delta 8.
Wow.
You know we like that. Delta that comes from that lab tested.
From that lab, from that
I
laboratory.
I want a scientist involved with
lab
mine.
Lab is
like
for laboratory.
Half bake. Hey, scientist.
Bunsen burner
finish mopping this shit up for me while I go smoke.
Delta 8.
Listen, if you're over the age of 21 and living in a majority of the states where this is legal.
So an adult.
Go to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
Mm-hmm.
What is Delta 8?
What is Delta 8?
It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At yodelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And I can tell you Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. Now, here's the thing. You go, well, why do I need Delta 8 if I got regular tree out there? You don't know the rules. You don't know the rules in every state and every city you go to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you know, cops, they always are here. Oh, I caught you with this. I caught you with that. Guess what? There's a lot of time for this. Oh, really? Go ahead and take it. Go ahead and take it back to your lab and test it. Go ahead. Yeah. I'll wait.
I'll wait, Delta 8. I'll wait for the Delta 8.
Yeah, man. So once more, go to yodelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you high.
Back to the show. We sat on the side of the Lincoln Monument, like right at the foot of the steps.
And smoke weed all day and people watch.
And like loudly made fun of people.
Yep.
And blasted music from our phone. We were probably the only consistent black people there. There were black people here and there, but we blacked it up that day.
Both had black t-shirts on, blue jeans, black sneaks, sitting on a step adjacent to Lincoln.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
And apparently we were in a scooter parking spot. So there were like three scooters that someone parked like just to the left of us.
Just to the left.
That for some reason.
Just to the left.
These things just stopped working. So for 7 hours, we watched people try and they would look at us for help.
And it wasn't 7 hours. It was like 3.5. It was like 3.5, 4. We were sitting on that thing for like damn near 4.
Just laughing at people trying to start scooters and they can't figure out like. You ever see a family roll up, like a family of three?
Excited. Excited.
And like, they've already got one scooter that they unlocked from somewhere else. And they're like, hey guys, there's two more over here.
Let's go. They went over there. Everybody failed. It was so funny.
They weren't willing to pick up any that had fallen.
No, something was wrong. I guess they were just, the battery was dead or whatever. Something. But like, these three scooters, just no one could get them started.
Man, like three hot bitches at the bar. Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
That's what you and I were like. We were like bartenders, like regulars. Like, oh, these three are regulars, and no one gets to fuck them. Mm-mm, but good to see you try. Go ahead. Pull your phone out.
So many people.
She's not moved by any of it.
Everybody tried nothing for three scooters. And so many groups of douchebags pulled up, and groups of families. It was gals pulled up. Oh, and here goes some wild shit. It was the prom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
a bunch of teenagers and goofy teenage girls and all these revealing dresses. We was like, what the fuck is happening out here?
Yeah, thank God I had
sunglasses
on.
Trying to take scooters?
No, they were taking pictures in front of the reflecting pool and in front of the Washington Monument and all that stuff. Which, I want to say this. D.C. is a very historical place.
Okay.
Like, people go there and they're touched. They go like, wow. They go to the reflecting pool and they go, wow, this is where, wow. This is where Martin Luther King delivered his I Have a Dream speech.
And all the little,
you know, the shit, the inauguration takes place here. Yeah. You know, a lot of monumental things have happened at that reflecting pool. And I realized the only thing that I give a fuck about that has ever happened at that reflecting pool.
Talk shit.
Is Jenny.
From Forrest Gump.
Running off into like.
Into that pool.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
Natalie. You don't understand. Natalie. When you see it in person.
You go.
And you see how big this area is.
You go.
And you realize how many people were there for that speech.
Is this bitch.
And she just. Separated from her man,
the dude she was with,
and walked off into this reflecting pool in the water. Hey, Forrest! 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 Like, holy shit! Like, as a man,
what kind of shit is that?
Reliving that in that, like, oh my, this is where this happened.
This is where.
I'm not saying that he should have hit her at that Black Panther party. But I do understand. That is embarrassing.
I do not believe this chick.
Like,
during this speech, ran out to the middle of the pool.
Natalie, there was nowhere near the amount of people that were there for that speech in Forrest Gump present when we were there.
Yeah, it was scattered.
There was enough that it was like, this would be embarrassing, and I would have to kill a woman if she did this to me after I took her to D.C.
That's crazy.
For the weekend.
What if, just in a world, say Forrest Gump was a girl, right? And you with the girl that brought you to D.C. and you, Nat, run into the middle of the pool to go, I love you more, bitch, than this bitch that I'm with. Do you understand the severity
you
of what we're saying?
You can't even take it back.
You can't take it back.
You can't.
Bottom of your dress is wet. It happened.
No, you can't.
The bottom of your hippies, your dress
and
those dirty feet are wet.
Would you say that?
You're to go through the puddle. It's up to your ankles.
Yeah. And you can't go, I don't know what came over me. No, bitch, I know what came over you.
That,
shit.
Like, winning an award.
Woo! That is why, I mean, it was, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of when I saw that.
I said, that is so disrespectful, man. That is such a level of disrespect.
And where we sat on the side of the steps, that was where they introduced Forrest Gump from the stage and where the person ripped all the
cords out. Yep.
Cords out of speakers. Basically, so we were sitting right there.
Gump. It was wild.
That's all we cared about.
We was the ones sitting on the joint talking about life is a box of chocolates. We was Forrest Gump. We was the two black Gumps. We did it. We did it.
Noticing things that we not supposed to be noticing.
Not to notice.
High as a kite. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this. Washington Monument.
Get ready.
Looks a lot like a Klansman helmet.
A tall ass Klansman.
Pull up the Washington Monument.
With them two little.
There's windows up at the top, like two little holes in the fucking sheet. No one's talking about it. Like, this is a weird thing that, like we're sitting there smoking and we're like, yeah, it's a whole fucking Klansman.
Is that a Klansman looking
just
down
staring at us?
Yeah.
You see the picture? You see it. You see the windows in there, right? There's like, because it's a, what do you call it? It's an observatory.
Yeah.
So you can get in there.
Oh, look at that.
And go all the way up top. But look, there's two eyes at the top.
Two eyes. Klansman.
Now, here's another thing that we didn't find out until literally, just because we're touching on the Klansman, and we're going to come to this a little bit later. But could you pull up, this seems to be a famous shot, of the African American Museum and the Washington Monument.
It's kind of on the same block or in the same corner.
We saw a bunch of merch like this. We saw a bunch of mugs and stuff like so. This is probably a pretty, you see like this little brown building?
Yeah, they were selling it as souvenirs at the spot. It's a brown building.
And do you
see
the monument in the background when you see it? So pull that up anywhere you see it. Look at that. What do you see? So the brown building, Natalie, that's the African American Museum.
That's the African American Museum.
Look at what's just glaring down at it.
Look at what's glaring down at it.
Off in the distance
just
there.
Just staring off like, what are they up to? We need to burn that down.
Yeah, conveniently looking in the other direction.
No, there's eyes on
every side.
There's eyes on every side. Oh, yeah, the Klan don't miss. Hiding in plain sight.
Looking down at three peanut butter cups. That's three peanut butter cups stacked on each other. Peanut butter. That's what they did for the African American Museum. Made it look like Reese's.
That is weird, man. That is weird. There was a lot of weird stuff going on there.
A lot of weird shit. DC don't care, man.
Yeah, they don't care. There were Chinese people down there doing vending. They had all of the little, what do you call it, the ice cream trucks outside of the monument.
The USA hats and tie-dyed USA shirts.
Yeah, which is weird because
Trump 2020 flags on the side of the trailer.
That's where Chinese people don't give a fuck, bro.
Yeah, man.
Chinese people, hey, if you buying it, they making it.
Yeah.
They had MAGA hats.
Yep.
They're
getting their money.
Yeah.
They know their audience.
Trump, yeah. And here's the thing that, to me, Chinese people selling MAGA hats, that doesn't bother me. I think that's like, yeah, get your money. That's capitalism. Do what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
White people buying MAGA hats from Chinese people, that does bother me. That does bother me. Because I'm like, dude, what do you stand for? Yeah. That is not what
you
the confused. MAGA movement is all about.
You confused. What is that?
I'm not a MAGA supporter, but nigga, if you gonna do it right, nigga.
You politically queer. You a political queer.
Did you at least barter with the Chinese man?
Like, did you know?
You know what?
Did you buy it at full price? Because if you went and still bought that MAGA hat full price, then turned it backwards to go stand in front of two black dudes sitting on the side of the monument to go, yeah, I got my MAGA hat on. Yeah, you
I give you $6 for it.
Shit, I shouldn't be paying you anything at all.
But $6.
Well, fucking take it. But I understand a man has a right to support a family, and I'm here in my nation's capital, and I'm not for the fuck shit today. So I'll pay $6, but that's it.
Cool it, Joanne.
No. This yellow man thinks he's going to get the better of me. Now, listen, I know it's not an official MAGA hat. I know it's not. I left it at home.
But the 45 is on the side,
yeah,
and that's all I need.
That's all I need. Two uppity black people smoking weed next to the monument that I need to show them who's boss.
Oh, yeah, there was veterans out. We saw every kind of person in one fall swoop. Like, we just saw everything at the same time. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, that was the day. The shows were dope, though.
Shows were absolutely amazing.
I think one of the things that was probably, like, a big highlight of the week, fucking Roy Wood Jr.
That's right.
Dropping in. And doing his correspondence dinner set on our show.
Pretty wild.
Like, practicing the night. Well, we got to see Roy Wood's correspondent dinner set.
Yeah.
Like, the night before it happened. Like, everybody was in D.C.
for that.
To see the correspondence dinner. We stayed in a hotel with diplomats who came in, and we got to see their entertainment the night before getting tested out on a no-need audience.
No, Secret Service niggas.
God damn.
Had to.
I don't understand why you're not
Pyrex,
coming out to No
I
want to
thank you.
Why aren't you coming out to No Need shows if magic like that is happening?
It's always magic happening in our shows and shit, man. People don't believe in magic.
Yeah. Man, I hope you do. You remember those McDonald's commercials?
Do you believe in magic? Yeah.
Anybody do
die? Yeah, man.
Bad. They've gone a long way to sell fucking burgers and fries, didn't they?
Burgers and fries, bro. It's been like for years, serving trillions. Or billions, or whatever they say.
Yeah, god damn.
Mickey D's was open at the train station last night. We still didn't eat that shit.
I felt good about myself for that.
Me too.
I felt good about myself. The fucking train station is a goddamn food desert. I don't know why they do that. Y'all know people still got to travel late at night. I mean, I get it. You got to have people working.
Uh-huh.
I just don't like that no one chooses to stay open except McDonald's.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone will be like, nah, we're closing at 7.
Not even Sbarro is open.
And McDonald's, everywhere you go, they're like, yeah, don't worry, we'll run it all night long. Don't worry.
Like, what? And then after a while, everybody just starts smelling like piss because all the bums, the houseless come to the train station. So, oh, man, we couldn't do it. It was turning my stomach. The closer we got to the McDonald's, the more it smelled like piss.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I can't. Mm.
Yeah, we got stuck at the train station, our train getting out of D.C. Getting back to New York after a weekend is the hardest thing to do.
It pretty much
it is.
Everywhere you go.
The hardest thing to do. I think I'm gonna start giving up trying to get back on a Sunday. It's no point. It never works. You might as well just wait until Monday or Tuesday. Just stay an extra day.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I think I'm gonna start doing as I grow up. Like, when I say as I grow up, I'm fucking 40 years old.
Hilarious.
But like,
as I grow up more.
I think I'm going to start renting cars and hotels an extra day.
Okay.
Just fuck it. It's a write-off anyway. It's just there's always that chance that you can go to the airport or the train station and there's going to be a delay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yeah, fuck it.
I'm going back to the hotel. I'm going, like, I'd rather pay the cost to be the boss. Fuck it. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back to the hotel. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to go do, give me my car back. I'm going to go do some other shit with the car.
Yeah, man.
Go enjoy yourself. Because these airlines, they're underfunded. They're like, they're doing something weird where they're, because there's been an alarming amount of flight delays.
Okay.
So this is everywhere. Travel is getting really, really bad.
Travel stinks.
Yeah, man. We got to figure out a new system.
I know everybody trying to fly private. That's expensive.
They gonna fuck up private flights though, man.
That's paying the cost of big boss.
They gonna fuck it up, man.
Yeah, because now everybody in the sky, it's just
because the only way. Yeah, because you know what they're gonna do with private flights? They're gonna make them shits like timeshares.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna try to sell pieces of it. Blah blah blah.
They gonna brother shot at shit.
Everybody wants to, you know, which is also funny though, because we talk about this this weekend watching the motherfuckers that were dealing with the. Pre-check. That was a big grown-up moment for us both in the past at least 2 years.
Yeah, I paid that $85.
It's only $85.
I spend money.
Matter of fact,
sneakers.
I shouldn't say that. It's a lot to do pre-essays. I want less people in that line.
But yeah, less. Yeah, don't get it. No, let people let cool motherfuckers just go. Like when I talk about ease through.
Yeah.
Like you go. I remember one time. I didn't even have my ticket with me. It was in my pocket. He was like, don't even worry about it. What's, give me your ID. Derek Gaines, you right there. Yeah, you good, bro. They did all the checks.
Because you're a known traveler. Yeah. You give up a little bit of extra security, but, you know, they know who you are. They know what you're all about.
Yeah,
you
like, did the, I got clear, too. They was like, yeah, man. But nah, bro, just being able to just ease on through is some fly shit. But travel altogether is terrible. Because on the way to D.C., even though the trip was good, I got the last Acceler train. But I was on that seat where it's like a table. And you got to face three strangers.
It's in the dining car? Or is it?
It's not the dining car. It's just the last car of the train. And they put the four-seaters together. So now you're just booking strangers to sit like as a like a party of four.
Oh.
So now I'm facing some chubby-ass couple. I'm talking about like 3.5 chins between them.
Oh.
Like these motherfuckers was fat. They had matching sweaters on. They was talking loud like I wasn't across the table.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
God.
Is weird too because this might sound weird. Fat couples annoy me in general. So anything that they're doing on top of that is a double nuisance.
I'm
you know
like,
what I mean?
What
I just don't like that
fuck.
Enabling behavior.
Yeah,
on some
one
like,
of them's fat and the other's not. You're fine with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I just
there's
blame
the
one's
probably
I just,
working on themselves.
I blame the fat one. Yeah, I blame the fat
both
one. Like, okay,
fat, hey, holding on to each other.
You motivate yours and deal with that. But if y'all both fat, yeah, I hope y'all not reproducing.
And I left my headphones on the table at my girl house.
So,
I'm
now you
gotta
hear
my
fat
headphones.
People conversations.
So now I'm hearing them. Here go them. Here go them. Here they are. All right, it's confession time.
Oh.
The fuck? I'm like, I'm not even. I can hear y'all talking. So my uncle has cancer. I said, these motherfuckers.
So wait, they're a couple or no?
Yeah, they sitting across from me.
But they're confessing to each other that her uncle has cancer?
Yeah, just something to get to pass the train time by.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that. And I feel like that's what people who speak other languages do.
Yeah.
Because you ever notice that if somebody's not speaking English, it feels like they never stop talking. You be like, what do y'all have to talk about? You guys have taken a 27-hour flight from wherever the fuck part of the world you came from.
Yeah.
What do you have left to talk about
what
here in America? Shut up.
About.
I don't know.
Just,
so
and then the lady next to me, the lady next to me looked like a future politician. She, you know, just, you know, your standard
so
white
wait,
woman.
The two couple, the fat
couple,
people are together,
and then
there's a
here,
politician lady.
Looked like a politician lady.
She by herself, too.
She's
not
by herself.
With
she tried to do small talk. I hated everything she said. I was like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk. You can make these little dumbass jokes and all that. And she sat down and saw that I had to sit, so she had to get back up. So she said something when she got back up. I just ignored her completely.
Yeah.
That's better than saying anything.
Yeah.
Because they feel like dicks.
Yeah.
When you don't even acknowledge what the fuck they just said and just keep going to your seat and look out the window.
Yeah.
Bro!
Yeah.
So that tension,
I can only pull that off with AirPods in.
So
that's the only way
thing.
I'm scared of
it. I don't have headphones in. So now this is I can hear the tension building.
Yeah.
I hear everybody trying to say something. Like trying to be, I feel them looking my direction, but I just don't say nothing. And then they hear him talk, and I would smirk to myself and go, and just out the window. Like they say dumb shit, I'd be like, whew. Just keep staring out the window. Because I didn't want to engage. I just didn't want to engage, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then at the end of the trip, the fat boy go, I've been wanting to tell you this all ride, but those are killing shades, man.
Jesus Christ.
In my head, I was like, where did he get those shades? I said, Bottega Veneta, high-end shit. And I just walked off. That's all I had.
Wow.
I straight fly got him. I looked at him. I just went, Bottega Veneta.
I like that. That means you are now a story in this man's thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, man. We took a train and there was this black guy.
Gold shades with the green. The shits I've been wearing all weekend. Man, he saw them Tigers.
Didn't say anything.
And I didn't want to talk to them motherfuckers.
The entire trip.
Nope. At the end. Man.
Yeah. And this is the Acela train. Is this business class? Or
this business. This no. This is just the Acela train.
This is so the Acela train.
I got the last cup. That last seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I did it last minute that DC trip. So
okay.
My mom put me on something the quickest shit she could find.
So I'm there because that's already like alarming to them where they're like, you know how people are.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this dude? How can he afford to be on the Acela train?
Absolutely.
And now he won't talk to us.
Absolutely.
And we asked him about his shades, and he just said,
Bottega Veneta.
And then got up and walked
out. And walked on.
I hope you just sold a pair of Bottegas. Yeah. I hope that man ditches that fat chick of his, starts losing a bunch of weight, right? Like, I hope this guy, he's like working out every day.
They both was fat, and they were just all into each other. I hated every minute of it.
Yeah, but he just has this image of Derek Gaines. He doesn't know who he is. He just knows it was a black dude that was very stoic
cap,
on the train.
Hoodie, I'm talking about.
And he gets himself in shape, and he goes to Bottega Veneta, and he looks for a pair of glasses, and he sees how much they cost, and he goes,
fuck.
But he'll keep working, and he'll get it. Now, by the time you get it, that pair probably won't be available.
Won't be available no more.
But he'll get some fly shit.
Your conversation with your girl bugged me. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to engage with these square-ass people because they was just like civilians.
Yeah.
Nothing interesting.
Like,
they always just talking about uninteresting shit. The things that what this fat girl thought was funny, it was making my blood gelatinous. I was like, I want to die right now and come back to life when the trip was over.
I think travel has, post-pandemic world, everyone's prioritizing travel.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot more people there. And I think we got used to traveling in a pandemic world because, most comics never stopped.
No, most comics never stopped.
I was still flying.
They double masked.
Everywhere,
but they kept going on the road.
Pandemic. So I got used to empty flights. I got used to empty trains.
Mm-hmm.
I got used to cheap travel.
Mm-hmm.
Like even now watching the tickets and everything go back up and you're just like, oh, fuck. Well, yeah, I guess things are back to normal. And but the other thing is it's swollen. There's an infestation
of
people.
I was on the subway the other day. There was a chick on there, I guess COVID over. She was eating soft tacos, wet ones. I was like, God
before
damn.
Before COVID, that's disgusting.
Eating soft tacos on the train.
With her hands.
And I'm talking about
hands.
Going the fuck. I was like,
yeah.
Soft tacos? That's wet? You getting subway shit in the wet. Ugh.
And this is how you know it's getting crazy. You're not going to believe who we spotted on the train last night.
You ready for this?
Fucking Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing. Tall ass.
Patrick Ewing is on the fucking train.
We watched a 7-foot man with a bunch of other little 2-foot people.
Because you realize yesterday there's like major flooding going on. So everything is delayed. Everyone's trying to get to New York any way that they can. And fucking Patrick Ewing, he's stuck in this mess with us, with these weirdos.
I was like, is that Patrick?
Yakking on the train.
But he was getting off. He left.
I think they got off. I think they had everyone, because it was only one train down there. I think they had to empty that train out and then reboard everybody.
Yeah.
Because there was something going on. I don't know. Our train was delayed. Like,
everything was delayed. They made everybody evacuate the actual train station. And what was so funny, I was trying to plug in my phone and some houseless woman just kept telling me where the outlet was. And she was absolutely right. She was like, I'll come take you to see it. I was like, slow down.
Yeah.
You don't have to take me anywhere. But I found it and there was like a nigga on there.
That was another weird one where we were sitting down. Now, I don't know. That night, the whole thing got weird in the train station.
It's so bad.
We go
bad.
Out front. We get high yet again.
Yet again.
Just kind of a theme of the day.
And
like, literally, we rolled a bunch of joints leaving the hotel because we had to check out, but we knew we had the whole, like, woke up to an email saying your train is canceled. Like, not canceled, but delayed. So we already knew. We already knew at 8 a.m., 14 hours before our train was supposed to leave, it was going to be late. Do you understand how crazy that is?
Yeah.
When someone hits you 14 hours in advance to go, like, hey, we're going to be late. Like, what the fuck?
And they was on the money. They was late. They was absolutely late.
And I mean, I get it. There's weather shit going on, but it's like 14 hours. Are there any?
We didn't get on that train until like 12:04.
So they go, is there any other arrangements that can be made? Like, well, right now your train was supposed to leave at 10 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
It's scheduled to leave at 11:27. But if you want, we can probably try to get you in this 11:25 train.
That's someone said that to me, Ned. We know that your train is delayed till 11:27, but you want to reschedule? I was like, yeah. What's the next train you got? Well, we have a train 2 minutes earlier leaving. You sons of bitches. I hate every last one of you. And it turns out that train did leave about 30 minutes earlier than ours, because there was two of them.
Oh, it did leave.
It was two trains.
Huh.
So that 11:25 was supposed to leave at 8:20.
I gave up trying to focus on anything. I started, once we resorted to getting high outside the train station, I said, okay, I'm going to relax and let God. You know, yeah. I'm just going to let.
I already
did everything I was supposed to do comedy-wise. Just let, this is the process of getting back into the city. It always is. Just let it be. Because as we're smoking, fucking fire trucks pull up.
Fire trucks
fucking
pull up.
The whole train station got to get evacuated. Yep. There's a fire alarm going off. We don't know what the fuck is going on.
Cabs getting in accidents.
So we get to smoking, playing that James Brown. Get back into that pay the cost, right?
The bar, and that's all we was listening to.
So now Derek is calling. He's gone a little off the rocker, because as we get back into the train station, Derek is just blasting the song on repeat on his phone. Like, Derek is the crazy person in the train now, walking around. Like, you know those black dudes, he got sunglasses on. It's 11:40.
I look like a psycho.
He's got sunglasses and a hoodie and a duffel bag, and he's walking around the train station blasting James Brown, looking for an outlet. And I'm like, well, Derek's lost his fucking mind.
But I did. I really did. I was on like 8. I was like, I ain't gonna make it. And then, lo and behold, as soon as I get on the goddamn train, there's a socket right there. I was like, all right.
So here's the funny thing. At one point, we just found a place to sit down. And there was already a guy sitting there, not that far away. And he's pretty, like, the music is loud.
Uh-huh.
So it's disturbing his peace. And I think he tried to do what we do.
Uh-huh.
And it just didn't work.
Okay.
He goes, can I use you guys' phone?
I got to make a call.
Was like,
What?
And Derek literally turns the music down and goes, what's up? He goes, can I use your phone? I need to make a call. He goes, oh, man, my battery's low, man. We all fucked up over here. And then continues to turn the music back up, which is the most battery-draining activity you can do. Like, hey, I'm playing my music on speaker, and I need to turn it all the way up. Hey, man, I can't let you use my phone. I got to save this battery, man.
Like, look at me.
You're like, yeah, I need it for this.
Huh?
You're like, I need it for this.
Exactly.
I need a bad mother.
And the thing was,
I'm wasting my phone, so this goofy nigga to make a phone call on my, no.
And he just got up and walked away.
And I was like, word.
Yeah, that was funny. But I don't know what made him ask you, because it didn't look like he needed a phone.
Yeah,
I don't know what his deal was. That shit, yeah. DC,
I
don't
give away
care.
My shit to motherfuckers I don't know no more. I just don't. Cash is the only thing. You could take that. Go ahead. I got you. There you go. You ain't got to get that back.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got to give me my phone back. Then I don't know what on his face is now on my phone. It might get on my fucking face.
Oh,
I ain't know that.
I ain't even know you thought of it that far.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't want to give it to
that's,
him.
That was all in. We all fucked up right here.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, thought of all that right there.
I would just assume he's not giving it back. I'm not handing someone else my stuff.
Or that.
My
I
thing
might
is
get robbed.
So my thing for me is you weren't even looking. You were sitting here. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know. Because that also, like, does that apply if someone's on a deserted island and I pull up and I'd be like, you wasn't even trying to build nothing? Fuck it, I'm leaving you then.
Yeah. I was wondering, can I borrow your boat? Nigga, you weren't making no boat when we... Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
What else? I'm in DC. I mean, I don't want to just get into the shows.
No.
I want to do that because the shows are the shows. Shout out to Sarome Russell and newcomer Patrice DeVoe. Sarome I already knew, but Patrice, she was a new comic. She was out there hosting for us. I appreciate that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We had a lot of guest spots, but Roy showing up. It was just a fun weekend, man. Like, me and Dave finally got to go on and do the No Need for Apologies thing last show. But it was so much.
One.
It was so significant that the Sunday show was the best show.
Sunday show was the best one.
Was the best show the whole weekend. It was pretty wild.
Yeah. I enjoyed all of that.
All
right. You know, it's weird. We kind of have to touch on this only just because it's such a big thing. I mean, we're late with it, but this happened last Thursday.
Where?
You know, the great Jerry Springer that passed away.
Oh, shit.
We had already recorded, and it started making our way down to D.C., but that was an interesting one. I mean,
I grew up with Jerry Springer, man.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, You look at what he's done for people. Like, a lot of people always looked at him as like he was like trash TV.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of gave a lot of people a voice.
That would never have a voice.
Right. Like, I definitely learned what people to stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Jerry Springer is the reason
why. Lessons.
Jerry Springer is the reason I've never been caught off guard with like trans ever. Like, it's just like everything that I saw them like. You didn't catch, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Remember they used to cheer that, where do they find these people? Yeah. Right? Like, yeah, he taught me like that kind of shit. He taught me as best as he could to strap it up. You know? like,
always.
With the baby stuff. But that was more Maury.
Because them gals out there was pretty diabolical, man.
Yeah.
And the dudes too. Everybody was toxic. It was just a toxic review.
But I think his views of the world were amazing because he was in politics before that.
Yeah.
And I think being in politics, especially like if you're in like small town politics, where was Jerry a politician at? Was he in Ohio somewhere? Like Cincinnati, Ohio?
I remember his story. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, when you find that, let me know, Nat. Just interrupt with that. But I'd imagine being politics in a small town or a Midwest town is mostly dealing with people coming to you saying they want to do stuff.
Cincinnati.
Okay, so I was right.
Mayor.
Huh?
He was the mayor of Cincinnati.
He did actually win mayor there, or he ran for mayor?
Yeah, it says former mayor of Cincinnati.
Yeah, wow. Man. And Cincinnati, surprisingly, very, very progressive town.
Okay, I've never been there.
You never been?
I've never been to Cincinnati.
Dude, it's gayer than you expect. Like, gay people went out there and built a long time ago, dude. Like, I mean, like, really did a lot with Cincinnati. So, it was like, Jerry was kind of ahead of his time on, he already saw, just by, I guess, when people were coming to, like, town meetings and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We want to do this.
And he said, like, I can make this a talk show and then have motherfuckers fight each other. Yeah.
He was just aware. You know, he knew what it was. So.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
The things that beget other things.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. There's a video in the article section today. Click on this. Under the Jerry Springer passes away here on the Run the Show, Nat. I haven't seen this video.
Like, why are you calling me a thot?
Because you are respected as a thot. I can't respect you as a
woman. So what are you? What are you?
I'm a man.
And I'm a man too.
Doc! doc! Is that Marcella? That was in the crowd.
So this is a TikTok, and what did that caption say there, Nat? What did the caption
put trans people on the map?
It said, I don't care what y'all say, Jerry Springer put us trans girlies on the map.
Yeah,
he did.
And that's
how we knew.
That's an amazing shout out. Like, yo, for an old, how old was Jerry? 79?
Just an old white dude.
Yeah. For a trans person to be given an old white dude, they flowers like that. That says something, man.
Wow.
While everybody else is kind of coming down on white people, like, you don't understand, and blah, blah, blah. Eh. Jerry seemed like he had the pulse on shit, man.
He platformed y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. And that's an interesting thing, like, because during that whole time while he was pushing forward with that shit, everyone looked at him like he was a fucking menace.
Yeah.
Everyone looked at his work.
And I quote, they called Jerry Springer, Oprah's satanic opposite. That's what they called
him. Wow.
I was like, my God. Like, Jesus Christ. Did it have to be that bad? I mean, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Oprah had all that Oprah shit, but Jerry, man, come home from school and to be able to do your homework, then turn on the TV and watch these kind of people fight,
mm-hmm.
It kind of just uplifted your day.
Yeah,
he was
man.
Like, man, I'm going to go to sleep. That was funny.
Yeah. I used to, like, Jerry was something to do when you ever were sick. If you were ever sick and had to stay home from school, yeah. Oh, you
Jerry Springer, bro.
Catch in on all of this.
Jerry Springer, bro, he dealt honesty.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers, like, you can't really make up story. Like, you saw the people, you saw what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like they was going through them problems.
Yeah.
And it opened your eyes to that part of the world.
What I used to love the most about Jerry Springer's show was the, once you started to notice the standard issue shirt and tie kit.
Uh-huh.
That he would give to people because they would come, they would show up to the show not TV ready. They would show up in some dirty beer t-shirt or some cigarette t-shirt, and he would have to give them shirts with matching ties to put on to look somewhat
with
TV
ready. With their little raggedy pants and boots. It was so funny.
Yeah, he didn't treat them like, what's that other lady that's doing good, Suzanne Summers?
Or Jesse Raphael?
Yeah, you'll sit there and put a motherfucker with his bloated belly and flies all over his face.
They be letting them go on looking fucked. Jerry would kind of etiquette them up.
And you could tell this wasn't their deal. Once they get to fighting and you see the shirt come undone and whatever, and you be like, oh yeah, this sloppy motherfucker didn't really dress like that.
He really, wow, way to look at that.
And that's what I'm telling you. This is, I kind of want to, even though we're late doing it, I want to be able to also give his flowers, man. This was the exemplary of Black Air Force One energy.
Should we do a commemorative Jerry? Rest in peace, Jerry Springer.
It got weird at the end when they were, hey, Jerry, I just want to know if I get on the pole. That was weird. Guys just want to get on the pole. But, I mean, this dude was doing the Lord's work while everyone told him he was a piece of garbage.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to all the Black Air Force One dudes out there that just stand your ground and go like, nah, you guys don't see my vision, but
I
you
don't
will.
Care. And I don't care.
You will.
I don't give a damn. I don't know what spinoff is better, Steve Wilkos or Dr. Phil. I'm going with Steve Wilkos.
Oh, yeah. When you give your security, when you put your security guard
on
to the point where he gets it. Oh.
Lord forgive him. He got them dark forces in him.
There's nothing more Black Air Force One than putting your security guard on to the point he got his own motherfucking TV show.
You gave this nigga his own universe.
Hey, yo, Jerry Springer, man. You fucking goat.
You're a goat,
man.
Yeah.
Jesus
salute.
Christ.
Blum, 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 that Black Air Force One.
This is going to happen with the sound effects at this point. Yeah.
And also, Harry Belafonte died. And I wish I didn't really grow up on Harry Belafonte, so I grew up on Jerry.
Yeah.
So I felt bad that I was like, damn, Jerry Springer. I was like more hurt than Harry Belafonte.
Yeah, I know the name Harry Belafonte.
And I was happy that the lady that got Emmett Till killed, she died from cancer.
Ah, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, cancer.
Yeah, everybody's happy she's
her
gone
face.
Because, you know, what she did.
Oh, someone put a pillow over her face and then was like, yeah, the cancer took her.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Jesus Christ. But yeah. Maybe cancer, maybe a pillowcase. But
yeah,
rest in peace.
Whatever one hurts more, right?
Well, not rest in peace to the last one, because you know what you did.
Yeah.
But I can't wish eternal anything on anybody. But yeah, you know what you did when you was here, bitch.
Oh, yeah. She had to deal with that every
you
night.
Know what the fuck you did when you was here.
Yeah. Yeah, that was also, we went to the African American Museum in D.C.
Oh, you should see me that. I was all like militant and proud when I was walking in there. So when I saw white people in there, I would go, ally. What's going on and shit? You down for this cause, right, motherfucker? Did you donate?
I'm going to say this. Go, because it needs to be patronized. We were actually trying to see the Air and Space Museum.
And they, yeah.
But you got to make reservations.
At 8:30 in the morning?
Yeah, they like, yo, if you want the same day, you got to get up early because them spots
like,
fill
kiss
up.
Kiss my ass. So
they like, fuck, it's raining.
I'm
we got
setting my clock right. To go to a museum.
Bruh, all of the museums was full.
Except
the African American one. They're like, yeah, we still got like 300 more slots for the day. You come on in. It's like, fuck, all right, I guess we got to go.
You showed up like, yeah, this was our first choice.
Yo,
yeah.
Here's the sad part, Nat. Not only did we show up, like, we showed up late for our reservations. Like, our reservations was for 3. We got there at 3:58.
3:58.
Right? And they was like, yo, hurry up, because, you know, we stopped letting people in at 4, right? Now, here's the sad part, right? I fucked up making the reservations. Like, I made them, but I didn't make them. So when I get there, the reservation's not there. And they was all like, oh, well, fuck, it closed. Ain't nothing you could do. And the lady was like, go ahead. Just go ahead.
Go like, fuck in.
It
was right there made me go, what was this whole show they put on?
Once we got into the museum, all security was sitting around having a powwow. Like, they didn't pay us no attention. So, like, everything was a formality. There was no one, like... there would have been no, had we just ran past them and been like, ah, yoink, no one would have stopped us. No one cared. And I get why no one cared, because we got to the first floor. First floor, depressing as fuck, man.
First floor, they got,
depressing as fuck. They wanted to go, Black history, I get it. Why we always got to start with slavery?
Was it slavery on the first floor?
It was slavery on the first floor. They had a game.
Well, we got to elevate.
Find the sunken slave ships. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Oh,
they had to find the sunken slave ships.
Yeah, I don't want this. What kind of video game is this, man? Like, yeah. It was blowing my high. It was blowing my high really bad. And then I had to get on the escalator and go up. And then we got into sports, and that was cool.
They start playing all that funky, funky James Brown music. We was having a good
time. Yeah, that was the funny part.
Yeah.
That was the fucked up part. I mean, it was fun. I appreciated it. But Derek does a joke. You do a joke about
how Black people don't understand jingles without beats in it, right?
Well, yeah, like, we're more intellectual. We don't get anything. Yeah, so all of our commercials have songs in them because we don't understand advertising without fucking jingles, right?
Yeah.
And fuck, if we, like, they're playing music in the museum.
In the museum.
They jamming. But this don't have shit to do with the exhibit.
It don't.
Just,
we in there, I'm locking the shit. Whoa!
But we reading, and I'm like, fuck, we really do need music.
We need music to read. We need music for everything. It was fucking crazy. I was like, well, damn, they got us.
And also, I think that's what we should do. Like, if you do capture somebody, like, if somebody's captured doing a hate crime that, like, proves to be, like, some sort of white supremacist,
okay,
that should be their punishment. They just get locked in the African-American Museum for, like, a week. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they just got to see Black people thrive.
And they can't eat.
There's no floor. Every floor you go to, God damn it!
Yeah, like it's a racist white person's nightmare though.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of Black it success is. On the third floor.
It is a scary movie for racist whites.
Because I didn't know we made and accomplished so much. I was so proud. I was like, yeah, that was us. That was us too. But yeah, man, that's you want to scare a white person as racist? Lock them in that fucking museum.
Oh God! All right, man. I gotta get out.
Yeah.
I don't know what this thing is here. Do I want to try it? Nah, we'll save it for next week.
Yep. Right.
This is a fun one.
It was.
I got,
It was a recap. You know, recap stories are good.
No, yeah. These are the adventures that we go on different shows. We got Philly coming up, so you guys definitely, I think we're going to probably even do the same thing. We're probably going to go to Philly and hang out throughout the day just to see
what weird Philly is
shit
now
is happening in Philly. Yeah. So, yeah, as a matter of fact, hit us in the inbox because we haven't really hung out in Philly that much.
I
so, like,
a steak.
If there's a good steak place where we should sit and people watch in May, hit us on the inbox. Yeah, because now the weather's good. So tell me all the good places to go and people watch while getting high. And we'll probably do that before the show. Hit us on the inbox at NNFA Podcast.
NNFA.
We'll check that out. Let's get on out of here. Natalie, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, everyone. Watch Gas Digital Now. We love talking about this show.
All right. Oh, yeah. Wow. You guys are doing great on Gas Digital Now, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's funny. It's a clip of Gabe and Mike chain drinking Bud Lights, which. Was that because
that was on SDR? That was not on our show.
Okay. Was like, are they making him drink Bud Lights in agreeance of the trans thing, or it had nothing to do with it at all?
It had nothing to do with it.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah.
That's funny. Just get that poor kid drunk all the time.
That was the intention. It had nothing to do with the brand of beer.
Oh, that's why it's just funny to see with all of the Bud Light controversy going on to see a kid just chugging them.
Good for Kid Blind Mike.
What a guy, man. Derek, man, say goodbye to the people.
You know what it is, man. Look out for Bupkis on Peacock.
This week, Bupkis is out. If you were listening to us on Sunday, Bupkis already out.
Bupkis right? Already out. May 4th, Bupkis premieres. I'm excited. I saw the first two episodes. I had a premiere at the Apollo.
Fuck, we didn't talk about that. Yeah, your weekend was insane.
I had a
your weekend
Thursday
was
through,
insane.
Bro. Yeah, man, that premiere was funky. It was just to be able to see what you helped write.
Yeah.
And then be able to be in it and be funny in it. And it's packed. And then all of a sudden there's an impromptu Ghostface concert after. It was a wild strange group of events. But, man, I'm excited for Pete Davidson and Joe Pesci and Edie Falco, myself, and everybody that worked on their project, because it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's the new wave of comedy. So check that out. And May 26th, in theaters, Wrath of Becky. I got a little cameo in there. So check that out. I'm the great boy. Talk to God. Eat your vegetables.
I'm the God. Talk to me. No need for apologies. Peace out.